Well, Davey, back after a 1 week break, and maybe time to take a deep breath and get ready for the last three games and Meath tomorrow in Killygordon.
That's right, Tom. We're a break now, and the girls are ready for a break because they've been training hard now, and they got back out for their clubs last week in the first round of the league game, so that was good. But listen, we're back at it this week, and with a good session on Wednesday night, and with an excellent session now last night in Convoy late on about 9 o'clock. So. Yeah, Meath this week, which is, I suppose, the start of the second phase of games. Four played 4-1, and we've three left now, and Meath starts that ball rolling.
Yeah, and the first four couldn't have gone better, really. Shall we say, way better than anybody you've played so far, in terms of scores, at least?
Yeah, I mean, look, the girls have played well, of that there's no doubt, and we're racking up big scores, and somebody said to me maybe it was too easy, and... I don't see it like that. I think it's maybe the quality of the football we're playing, and we have great competition for places, Tom, you know, and that's keeping girls on their toes now. And despite that, I think there's more in them. I think they're still making too many unforced errors, and I suppose maybe the next three games is a chance to try and iron out some of those things, you know.
Yeah, and you've made no secret from day one that promotion back up to Division 1 was the obvious game or goal, and a place in the last four for a semi-final. You're probably close to it at the moment, but certainly a win tomorrow would put you right really in the driving seat on that one.
Yeah, I suppose ultimately our goal was to reach the semi-finals, and reaching the semi-finals, then obviously you'd like to go on and win it. We're sitting second at the minute, Tom. We've won 4 out of 4. Mathematically, it is possible that we might not qualify, but anything at all tomorrow, a win or a draw even tomorrow, would absolutely rubber stamp it and guarantee us a place in the semi-finals. But I suppose the trick now is to try and go on and to win those last three remaining games, and
yeah.
I suppose continue the winning habit. And maybe if you do top the group, on paper it makes it slightly easier. 1 plays 4 and 2 plays 3 in the semi-finals. So theoretically it makes it easy, but there's no easy games, as I said.
Yeah, and I suppose the three teams you have coming, including Meath tomorrow, are all chasing a place in that last four.
Well, with three games left, we have Meath tomorrow, we have Cavan away in 2 weeks' time, and we have Westmeath at home 2 weeks after that. Cavan are in the same boat as ourselves. They've 4 from 4, and another point will get them there. Meath and Westmeath are probably fighting it out for the fourth spot. That's what it looks like on paper. I know Westmeath beat Meath last week at home, and that's probably not the result Meath were expecting. I do know they were down a number of players, so look, they're coming up tomorrow. They need the points, absolutely they need the points tomorrow. If they don't get them, well, the chances are they're going to struggle to make that fourth spot now, so I'm expecting to come and try and put it up just now, all right.
And team-wise, how are you fixed for tomorrow?
Well, we have a full deck available this week in terms of what's available to us. Niamh McLaughlin's travelling home from England for the game. The flights work out this week. Emer Gallagher, who had carried a little bit of a knock, she's fit and ready. She'll be togged tomorrow. Rose Boyle was in the same boat. She had carried a knock and missed the last game, but fit and raring to go. At this stage, the two girls I'm still missing are Geraldine and Kate. But it's sure it's nice to have those two girls in the wing, and hopefully now they'll be back and they'll be available before the end of the league. So yeah, full deck tomorrow, Tom.
Yeah, Geraldine has had her operation.
Geraldine had the operation a week ago, and no bother at all. She was in and out. It's one of those sort of in and out in the same day, and she actually called to the training last Friday night on the way home, and she was like a child with Christmas. She was just delighted with herself, and there was a great smile on her face now, and she's just busting to get back at it now, which is typical Geraldine. I suppose the trick now will be to try and hold her back until she goes through all the rehab and keep her under control.
And is there a time scale on that?
Yeah. I mean, the experts would say 4 to 6 weeks. Look, you know, we'll not rush her. She needs to look after herself. I think she knows that. That's her second or third operation on the knees, you know, and you only get two of them, and you have to look after them. So we'll not rush her. Whenever she's ready, she's ready. We'll hopefully see her rather than later. But.
Yeah, but anyway, hopefully what the doctor's ordering for tomorrow is another win, or at least a point.
Well, look, we'll be going after the 2 points with home. It's a double header, you know, it maybe raise a wee bit of the profile of the game again. As I said, look, the girls are going well. They're flying fit now at the minute. There's great competition for places. There's 24 of them there at pulled on the convoy at 9 o'clock last night when the hurlers were pulling out. So that shows you the dedication of them. They were there and didn't get away to maybe, it was about 11 o'clock before they were away last night. So look, they're anxious to get on with it now, and morale is good, and there's a good buzz about them at the minute now, Tom. So I would be hoping for the 2 points again tomorrow.